Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show that laugh is the happy Danny, who gets happier as the week progresses. Today is Monday, March 5th. We're back with you after a rainy weekend. Today's beautiful, not a cloud in the sky. And we're on the air in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? Did you ever dream you'd say that?
No, actually, okay. I didn't. But it's cool.
You can tell people, hey, I'm on the air in Los Angeles.
Do you think I get happier during the week? I feel like I get more miserable.
I don't know. I just said it. It's meaningless what I say. You know, don't pay too much attention. So in a few minutes, we'll be joined by our guests today. We have a full house, two guests, and it will be a very fun show, I know. These are returning guests, Danny, but I didn't remember.
I did not remember.
Mm. It was a year ago.
Your memory is shit anyways.
It is shit. But you also have to understand something. And I think we went over this about how many people I meet here.
Right.
So just guests in the past 10 years have counted about 7,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
Just guests on my show. What about all the people that are here? You know, we always have about 80 hosts or something.
Right.
And then their guests come in and co-hosts and everything. And you're like... I can't remember people.
Yeah, no.
So now she showed me a picture. It's on her website, and I remember who it was with.
Yeah.
So it was with a co-host we prefer to forget. but Danny's here today.
I hope you don't talk shit about me whenever you fire me.
Well, that depends how you leave.
I'm like,
if you leave on good terms, you know. Yeah, we have a laughter in the background. This is my friend Don. Don, why don't you just say hi for a couple of minutes? Because you are on the air Friday, so just have a seat real quick until the other guest comes. So we were gonna go, Don. We were gonna go to the. Okay, all right. Well, our guest is coming, so we're not gonna talk about Don, but Danny. So. We did not end up going to the gifting suite that I promised you so much.
Yeah, Sam, on that note, you need to start going to those because it's like such a good plug.
I know.
I went to one and I literally plugged LA Talk Radio on every interview that I did. That's like all on camera. Like
I know. Well, thank you. Thanks for that.
But it wasn't yours. I could have done two in one day.
Yeah, but you know what happened is the show I thought was going to happen at 12 happened at 1. Mm. So by the time I was done, it was 2:30. It was too late.
It would have been
I didn't want to keep you waiting, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what happened. And but you ended up going to another gifting suite.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I just got a text and was like, be ready in 10 minutes. When I was driving home, I was like, there's no way I'll be ready in 10 minutes. But it actually was downpouring.
Uh-huh.
So by the time I got there, it was like, I look like shit.
Really?
Yeah, and there's so many hot guys there.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. So did anything happen?
No, absolutely not.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. I got a bunch of sex toys, which is fucking funny because we talked about that Friday.
So that was a kind of a gift.
It was like, it was meant to be or something.
So wait a minute. You went to like a porn store?
No, it was like a bunch of stores trying to promote themselves. And
right.
There was two sex
I understand, but usually it's unusual to put that kind of a product.
No, they had two tables. Gifts.
Okay, well, cool for them.
I went home with seven.
You went with seven vibrators?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but I'm not going to use any of them.
Okay, well, it'll last you a while, a few years.
Yeah, but I'm not going to use them, Sam.
Okay, so give them away as gifts.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Yeah, to your friends.
Like, I give away on my social media.
Yeah, right? Yeah, give away. I'm giving out dildos, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're ruining the show for the guests, so we'll try to be a little clean today. And but we have awesome guests here. And so you went to that gifting suite. You got a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
I wish I got cooler stuff. But
I figured, you know, if I went, I'd probably get like female things. What am I going for?
I would say the gifting suites are definitely more
For females,
for
right?
For females. Like, there was definitely right. more female products as opposed to male products.
Right. Like, what's a male product? There's nothing like
really,
that.
Really, nothing.
You know?
They have, like, this was
colognes
at the gifting
and shaving,
suite.
And that's about it. What's that?
It's an energy drink. It's actually really good.
Yeah, it's drinks. That's what they have there. Like, I told you down there, like coconut water.
Yeah, that's
like
exactly
that,
right? what it is. Right. That's literally what it is. I was like, where the fuck is the Prada?
I know. So that's why I
Where's
didn't
the Gucci
bother,
bags
you know?
At? This
I'd
is what
been
I came
to
here
it
for.
Already, yeah.
It was fun, though.
So I know what's going on, yeah.
It was a good networking event.
Yeah.
That's, like, basically what it's for.
Right, right, mm-hmm. yeah. Good, so you networked a little bit.
Yeah.
Good.
I met some people.
With hot guys.
Yeah, but I get, like, nervous around hot guys, so I didn't really, like...
You do.
Like, I have, like, a huge fan of Vampire Diaries, and there was a guy from Vampire Diaries there, and I just couldn't mutter a fucking single word.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And I was, like, in love with him when the show was on. I was, like... like, not a word. So lame. And I have my makeup on from last night, by the way.
Oh, is that it? You mm-hmm. didn't wash it down or anything?
Oh, no. I went to bed at like 3 a.m., woke up, and came straight here.
Really?
You can't tell my eyeliner is like dripping down my face.
You have been staying up very late.
But it's so weird because it's like on Friday and Saturday night, I stay in. But it's like when I have work in the morning, I'm like, I'm going out. It's... Why, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like, last night I was thinking about it. I was like, I stayed home all weekend, and tonight, well, it was like my best guy friend's birthday last night, so I had no choice but to go out.
To go out and mm-hmm. all that. Cool.
Yeah.
So you stayed in on the weekend, though.
I didn't do a thing this weekend.
Mm. Okay. Well, my friend and I, we spent time around town and stuff. It was very nice mm-hmm. food.
Did you go to the beach?
We went by the beach mm-hmm. because it was very windy and cold, right?
Yeah, it's freezing.
The moment I got near the pier, the traffic was so unbelievable. It was like a traffic jam.
Which is
like
weird because gridlock. Why would anyone be there?
Right. Well, it's because cold. There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Everybody goes to the beach on Sunday.
So true. Should have gone to like Nobu in Malibu.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't been
Me
to
neither.
This
I've never been there either, but everyone always talks about it. So
I know.
Just
it's
out
like
there.
Bullshit. We might have had some great sushi without going to Nobu. Right. You know, so.
There Doesn't Justin Timberlake own that restaurant? That's his, right?
I don't think so, is it?
I'm pretty sure that's his restaurant.
No, I don't think so.
I think that's why it's so expensive.
Well, it's expensive because they can, you know? I mm-hmm. mean, that's what it boils down to.
Well, and it's also Justin Timberlake's. I think I might have made that up, but if I Google it, maybe I might.
I never heard once that he had anything to do with
he
it.
He owns a restaurant for sure.
Okay, well, maybe you know. But there's a few Nobus around the country.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't even know there was one in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard it's trash. Like, you have to go to the one in Malibu. I'm like, why?
Yeah, and then in Vegas and New York. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The only way I know about it is because Howard Stern would talk about it. Otherwise, I'd never even hear about it.
Howard Stern. He's the one with the long hair, right?
Yeah,
like
you don't
curly.
Know who Howard Stern is?
I never listened to him, but like
yeah,
he's controversial,
but you need to
right?
know who he is.
I know. I can pick.
He's
I
not
know.
That controversial anymore. I mean,
but
he's
he was.
Back to having the, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's funny and he inspired me a lot in radio and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. I mean, I would say to myself, "Why I can do this,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And now
Although
look at
I'm
you.
No, but I'm no Howard Stern, of course, you know, at least not the audience that he has. Not even close. I'm a pimple on his ass or something.
Oh, my God, stop.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a really disgusting image, by
well,
the way.
Well, you don't have to picture it, you know? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. All right, so we're going to bring in our guests right now. Who had to be delayed because our fucking parking guy is not here today.
Where is he? And, I hate when he takes days off.
Well, that's the thing. It shouldn't be that way. Because,
I know, but
you know, with any business, think about it. You go to the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
If a cashier is sick or something, do you even feel it as a customer?
No.
No. But why is it that here it has to be crisis every time he takes a day off?
Because it's like smaller. Like a grocery store, it's like you never go to the same attendant unless it's like you've known them.
No, no. It means that a company's prepared so they don't have to go into crisis mode.
Yeah.
Every time something
true.
Happens,
that's
you know?
True.
You have to be prepared. Have backup.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you run a business. But not here.
Yeah. Well, the last time he was out, they had backup and he would not let me park here. And
no,
I was like, I'm
was,
not dealing with you, bro.
Yeah, that was even worse than that. But yeah.
So it's
I
almost better
know.
That no one's down there.
I know. So I dread every time the parking attendant is not here because mm-hmm. nobody really gives a crap.
No.
Yeah. At any rate, Jade, welcome.
Hi.
We didn't even get to say hi. Get close to the mic.
So sorry.
No, no, no worries. No worries. I know you were faced with a dilemma in parking, right?
Yeah, I was. I was like, I don't want to like park and then get towed and I'll be really mad. I'll be like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Close to the mic when you talk.
Okay.
She's short too. See,
I'm really short.
No, 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 no. But you don't have to go up here. Just get close like that. Just don't sit here.
Okay.
because then we won't hear you. Okay. And well, Luna, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So you guys are visiting from out of town?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Maryland.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, Maryland.
Yes.
Annapolis. Have you ever been there?
I've never been to Maryland, no.
No, but that's not too far from Boston, is
it? No, I think it's like a 10-hour drive.
It's 10 yeah. hours?
It's a little yeah. far from
Oh,
Boston.
So it's not close.
So we're close to D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that I know. But that's cool. So is that where you grew up?
Yes.
Oh, and you too?
We're very boring. We grew up there. We were born in Maryland. Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you known each other?
Forever. Well, forever? See, she was 4 years late to this whole friendship thing because she had to wait for her to be born.
Oh.
And then after that, we were friends.
So you guys know each other since birth.
Yeah, we've known Whoa. Each other for a very
so
long.
So like childhood friends, yeah. like yeah. watch each other grow up status.
Yeah. yeah.
That's very cool.
That's cool because huh? you don't see that nowadays.
No. I mean,
really?
I'm desperately looking for some friends I had when I was very young. But you know what I realized also? Is if you haven't seen them in a long time, you probably can't connect with them again. Because
no, that's not true.
You knew them at different times. You were a different person. They were a different person. I'm not talking when you were real kids, but like maybe in your teens or something.
Right.
And you go back and you go, what was I doing hanging out with that person, you know?
But what if they're even cooler now and you missed out on how cool they are?
That would be nice. But usually I'm the coolest in the gang.
Yeah, that's so how definitely. I feel, too. I used to know this chick, Andrea Lemire. If you're listening, I still wonder what happened to you. That he was, like, my best friend growing up, and I just don't even know if she's alive anymore. Like, yeah. That's how, like, life
know,
takes
like,
you.
I know. There's some people I don't know whether they're alive. You can't find them on Facebook. Mm-mm. You can't find them anywhere,
no.
right?
So this is rare. It's
yeah,
good to see.
Yeah. So it's nice that you've been friends for so long. Like sisters.
Like sisters, yeah. definitely. Like
Do you guys fight a lot?
No,
don't
yesterday,
lie.
Yesterday we had a little fight.
We didn't have a fight. It wasn't a fight.
Or was it?
No.
It felt like a fight.
It was more like...
Did anyone's voice get raised higher than normal?
My throat was a little scratchy after we got finished yelling at the gas station.
Yeah, we were just mad.
But it was more of a crisis, and then we started fighting because of the crisis.
But okay, you know what? But look, this happens when you're close, you feel comfortable.
Enough to yell at each other.
Right.
Like, I yell at my friends all the time.
Right.
But I'm, like, aggressive.
Right.
Like, I don't know how I still have any friends.
And then you don't do it with people that are not close to you, you know? Where it should be the other way around,
yeah.
you know? The people around you, you gotta... Try not to fight with them, you know?
Yeah, but sometimes it's impossible.
I know, because the emotions are deep, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's
what was your crisis? Like, what were you guys fighting about?
Okay, so our rental car, apparently the gas tank thing is really jacked up, and it wouldn't take gas from, like, anywhere.
And we had drove here from
Las Vegas. And so
we had a meeting at noon, and so we were sitting there, and we were like, dude, it is 12:15, and we've stopped for the third time for gas, and all we can pump is 23 cents of gas, and it's on E.
Oh, good.
So how did you figure it out?
Honestly, we just drove there, and then this talent manager, somebody, we were meeting her, and she took us to the gas station, and she made the attendant and everybody work it out. It
yeah,
cool.
And it was so awesome. So I was like, thank you. I have a full tank of gas because of this person. It was really stressful. So
That sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, so that's what we were fighting about. We were like, can we get any more gas? And she's like, it's not working. I was like, I'm going to make it work. And she's like, it's not working. I'm like, it's not working. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
so you were
late too, though.
Yep.
Yeah. So listen, you were under pressure. You can just
that doesn't even count.
Yeah.
Really, so, that's the only fight we
okay,
had.
Good.
That's the only fight that we normally. Yeah. Unless it's like a really stressful situation, we normally calmly talk it out.
Right. Now, do you do everything together, or do you have separate lives?
I mean,
separate
we
lives.
Do have separate lives.
You do.
But like,
but you're
it's
in
not
touch
half
all
as
the
much
time.
Fun with the, she's not there.
I
honestly.
Know, right? It's just like,
so you're in touch all the time.
If she's not there, I'm like, why did I even come to this thing? I'm bored already.
Really?
That's crazy.
Oh, how cool is that, huh?
Yeah. I'm just like that with my sister.
With your sister, yeah.
Like everyone else, I'm like, I don't really care if you come or not.
Right.
I love them, but like my life will go on if you can't make it.
Right.
Like, so true.
But if she can't make it, like my life is not going to go on. I'm like, I am so bored. I could be drinking bourbon with Winona right now. I could have just went to her house.
Right.
Why am I here?
Right.
Stop saying bourbon. Now I want bourbon. And day drinking is just so not cool.
I love day drinking.
It's morning drinking though. So like,
yeah, mimosas. I keep telling Sam like we should do mimosas.
Okay, we will. We will.
Yeah, Sam, I'm not
going to
hold my
Can
breath.
Can we do it now?
Yeah, we'll send Don over. Don will join us.
Don, can we just have, I just want bourbon straight. We're good.
Absolutely.
Right.
Don't
Absolutely.
Threaten him with a good time. That's so funny.
So we're joined by Wilona and Jade. Now, what are you guys into these days?
Everything.
Everything and anything. Okay, but what are you promoting? You're here in town for...
We have a conference coming up, the Inspirational Women in Literature, Media, and Journalism Conference, which is in 2 weeks.
Oh, yay. Inspirational.
It's in Los Angeles?
No,
it's in Sacramento. And I don't know why. I was like, wow, why? We got a publicity tour in L.A. for Sacramento.
Yeah.
Who's driving to Sacramento?
Right.
What's up with that?
You guys should be doing that in NorCal.
Yeah. Oh, no, so we go on the 13th, so we fly right back out.
Okay.
After we get home.
Yeah.
Oh, and, that sucks.
You should go on the plane with Doug. Don. He's going back to Sacramento.
I would like to go home and
today.
See my cat.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a cat lady, huh?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm an author and I'm a cat lady. I think that makes me boring, right?
A little bit.
Why boring?
No, I'm straight up boring.
I'm like, a little bit, girl.
It's okay. I accept it. I've been boring all my life.
I'm going to be a dog lady, so I feel you. It's going to be me and my dog. Dogs, plural, probably.
Now, why do you think you're boring? I'm wondering. I mean, how can someone feel that they're boring?
Oh, I am a boring person, but Winona's my fun half. So
right.
It's cool because like she'll be like, let's go out. Let's go do all this stuff. And I'll be like, oh, man, I was going to read 7 books tonight. All right, let's go, though.
Wait, girl, come on. So why do you choose to be boring? Like, you don't want to date? Like, what's going on here?
She's married.
I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Okay, I was envisioning like you live by yourself. You have a cat.
Even though I wasn't... Before I got married, I was literally that person. Like, I turned like 19 and I was like, I'm done. I can't.
That's like my sister.
I'm so tired. I can't do it anymore. I need to do this career and come home and watch television and read my books and have my cat and be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like my sister. My sister is like that.
Yeah.
She turned a certain age and it was like she was just like ready to be a mom.
Yeah, right?
I'm like,
so,
what?
You know, I mean, look, we're all here for different journeys, mm-hmm. you know? Every one of us is different and you guys compliment each other, which is cool. You know, I'm sure she likes sometimes. To just slow down or get more no, not
okay,
at all.
So what do you find in her then?
I have really exciting friends though. It's really funny because my other really good friend is the other co-author on our book. Kay, she like is a going out queen. Like she will stay out longer than all of us.
Yeah, longer than me.
Yeah,
and
longer than her.
I start getting started at 2 a.m.
And she will stay out longer than her. And I'm like, how do I have these exciting friends? And I'm such a boring person.
Because you have to like, there has to always be that group where there's like the fun one and the slutty one and the like homie one, right? Like there's always like everyone's got their role in the group.
Yeah. I am definitely the homie one. I tell people
I'm the fun one because I don't want anyone to mistake me for the other one.
Yeah, right. I'm the fun one too. I hope. I'm the bitchy one. That no one wants to bring around because I always have an attitude. But I don't really have an attitude. Right, Sam?
I don't see it.
Thank you.
I thought you just put him on the spot and he's like, no.
Yeah, no, right? He like hesitated there.
I don't see an attitude. If she did, she'd be out the window.
Well, not with you because I vibe with you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But with other people, maybe you... I mean, look, you have enough haters to probably, mm-hmm. you know...
Yeah, it's very true.
It's maybe evidence that you do have an attitude towards some
No,
people.
I just have a resting bitch face.
Yeah, you do.
But once you get past that, I'm like the best person ever.
But it's only in your pictures that you have an RBF.
No, in person.
Right?
In person too? Yeah, because when I went to the gifting suite on Friday, like there was a girl who was like a really big fan of mine and she said that she was petrified to come up to me because it looked like I was in a bad mood.
Really?
And as soon as I got up to her, I like hugged her, took pictures with her. She's like, I'm shocked.
So maybe you're just posing and you don't even realize
Yeah,
it.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, you
but
know.
But once you get past that...
I think maybe you just don't want to be bothered.
No, I love to be bothered. Bother me 24/7.
Yeah.
I love to talk to people. You know, when I first moved to San Jose, California, I took the bus 8 times.
Really?
And I talked to every, like, so many different people on the bus.
Nice.
I should have wrote a book about it.
There's a phone call. You guys want to take it? What the hell? I hate taking calls, but let's see. They're wasting our time. Oh, they just hung up.
Whoever called, call back.
Yeah. I just don't like calls. Because
why?
Because
I think that's
look,
so weird.
Because let's bet. Okay, I'm going to take it, but let's bet it's totally going to digress from what we're talking about.
But everything always digresses.
No, but it takes the attention away from the guests. I want you to see that. Just I'll bet you. That's what's going to happen, but just for the hell of it. But no, at any rate, so you see, it already distracted me. So the Inspirational Women in Literature, Media, and Journalism Conference.
Yes.
Okay, here's a call again. Okay, so we'll come back to the conference in just a minute. Hello, we're here. Turn on your radio so we can hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
How are you?
Good.
I'm doing well. I want to call in and be on the radio with Jade and Winona.
Tia.
Oh, wow. So you see, they're actually included.
So you're wrong. You lost the bet. I was wrong. Put money on it.
My
Damn
God,
it.
I was wrong. Oh, man. Did I mess this one up? Okay, what is your name?
No, you did.
What is your first name?
It's Tia.
Hi, Tia.
Hey, Tia. I thought it was you.
I love you.
Yeah, you.
Thank
you. I
knew
my voice, ladies. Hi.
Yes. I wasn't expecting you to call in at all. I thought you were just going to, like, drink coffee and listen to us on the radio.
Especially,
thank you.
I was listening, and I'm drinking, not drinking coffee. I'm drinking a smoothie, ladies. Get healthy, okay? And
whatever.
And I was on my computer just going over some paperwork, and I said, oh, you know what? When they started talking about the different type of friends, I must call in.
No, you cannot talk about our actual type of friends, Tia. Not on the radio. That's rude.
Why? Just get into it.
I just have to know.
Which one are you? Which friend are you?
You're the fly friend. You are the fly friend. You're the one that gets at the end of the stuff for free.
Oh,
and we thank you.
We thank you all the time.
So basically what I consider them telling you is you're the plug. You're the plug of the group.
You know what? I feel like the low-key plug, but then I come around them and I'm like, I'm plugged in. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe we swap places every now and then.
Yeah.
I feel like we might swap places or something. I don't know. I could be the plug, though.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Tia, where are you calling from? Are you in Annapolis, too?
I am in L.A., but I just moved to L.A. like about 3 days ago from D.C.
Whoa.
So, woo-hoo.
So you just got here.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to L.A.
Fresh off the boat.
Yeah. We only have 4 million people here. We can handle more. No problem.
Right. You can 4 million people. Oh, I feel sorry for you to meet Tia. She's amazing.
I want you guys to suck me into the LA vibe and just like bring me all into the Cali flow. Like I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to catch the wave.
Do you have any friends out here?
I have a few friends, but they're like military implants, so it's like almost having no friends here.
Yeah, it'll be difficult. The first year will be really tough, so you know.
Don't say that. My first year is going to be awesome. I can already feel it. Don't do that.
Well, no, I'm just going to say it's hard. I came out here with no friends, and it's definitely still a struggle, but I'm happy, if that's what you're wondering.
Yeah.
Some days I mean, like you said.
Like you said earlier, like you don't talk to your friends that much anyway, so I'm used to being a loner, but I also do like to have a few people call and check up on me, make sure I'm alive or something,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
So now, ladies, would you be thinking of moving to LA now, too?
No.
How you like where you are?
Yeah.
I really do.
She hates
my cat. And I hate the traffic in LA because I thought DC traffic was bad until I came to LA. And I was like,
but how much traffic do you face if you read seven books a day?
I don't think the traffic out here is that bad.
It's you read seven books a day.
So
when do you drive?
To make it 14 miles.
Well, before I did this, I was a sign language interpreter, and I did a lot of that stuff in D.C.
Right.
So I had to drive from Annapolis to D.C., so I drove in Northern Virginia. So I drove with all the traffic.
You drove all the time. Yeah.
All over
the
place. Oh, wait. Jade is the master sign language lady. Like, I've never seen anybody.
How do you say I love you in sign language?
Wait, hold on.
There you go.
He's a master. Oh, wow. So it's with one hand, huh?
And you do it with the face, too. So you know that resting
face.
Wait,
so this is I love you.
And then you're like, hate.
Yeah, so you express it with your face.
Yeah, like you know that resting face that you had. Just be like,
yeah. Well, Tia, welcome to the big city, to Hollywood. And
I'm so excited.
What are you looking forward to doing here?
Well, I'm a business analyst, and I like to do like business development, and I do event planning. So I got a few things I'm going to dish out to California and see which one bites first, you know?
There you go,
She's a wealth manager, and she's awesome at it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, I'm in finance, too, so I do wealth management.
We now have wealth.
Financial management. Yeah, you got to have, you know, nowadays it's like to get that Bugatti, you got to have like several jobs, you know?
Yeah, girl.
True. Who are you telling?
Well, you're an inspiration, Tia. Thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to continue our conversation here with the ladies. And you're welcome to the show anytime, too. Contact us.
Miss you guys. I miss you guys. And this radio is freaking hot. I'm loving the conversation. It's very entertaining. I'd love to see you guys again. Come and see me. Invite me. I'm always around working.
Sounds good. We'll arrange that.
Bye, girl.
Bye, girl.
That just made
That's
me laugh.
That's the most natural bye girl ever. By the way, bye girl.
I love that. Can you just say that from now on? Anytime someone calls in, just say bye girl.
Can you try bye Felicia too?
Yes.
Bye Felicia.
Well, so we have obviously two fun ladies. Let's talk a little bit about the conference. First, tell us what it is, really. I mean, what can people expect there if they're in the Sacramento area?
I was like, I'm tempted to read it off, but no, I'm going to do it
from
memory.
Read it off, Winona. Go ahead and do it. Do it fun.
Yeah. No, it's a way to inspire women and educate women about what it takes to make it in the journalism, media, and literature business. And we tend to have nonprofits that do this as well, so there's three. We do it for Powerful Beginnings, which helps domestic abuse. People who've come from domestic abuse and shelters to rebuild their lives and become added members of society and feel wonderful. IVA's Literacy, she helps get people and keep people interested in the written word, that are children. And Enough Abuse UK, Marilyn Hawes, by the way, whoop, Inspirational Woman of the Year 2017 in the UK. So really? We're very proud of her. Really? And she, what she does is she teaches children, politicians, everyone how to stop sexual predators. What is wrong with my mouth? I needed bourbon in the morning. Exactly. That's what's wrong.
Yeah. There we go. We forgot something.
I know. Sexual predators, and she also educates children how to identify and stop a sexual predator.
Wow. Jeez. So this is heavy stuff, guys. You decided to
Oh, it's really on. Light. We give out awards, and we just have them
No,
talk,
but the topics are...
Go.
Well,
topics.
Well, we really... I'm passionate about giving back, and these are people that we really believe in, and people in our group that have written with us, they've had these experiences. They've had sexual abuse. They've had domestic violence. Like, they've had these experiences, so it's our way of lending our voice to this.
Right, and bringing it out in the open, right? Because that's when you can manage it, I think, not when it's in hiding.
Right.
And especially with children.
Right.
If you don't talk to your children about it, then they won't be able to identify what someone's trying to do to them.
If someone ever sexually abused my kid, I'd be going to jail for murder.
That's what everybody says, but you know.
No, 110% Sam. Like, really? Someone's dying. Right. Yeah, 110%. Or my nephew, even my nephew. If anyone put a finger on my nephew, like, I'm going to spend the next 5 years plotting how I'm going to kill you.
Wow.
That was really
intense.
And
that's on broadcast.
That's heavy stuff.
Wow. Yeah, I don't care.
Wow. Watch after she kills somebody, they're going to bring out this radio show.
Yeah. Same thing. You were planning it 5 years ago.
You admitted to it before you even did it.
Because, I mean, what do you do? Like, how do you, like, your kid's life is, like, ruined.
Yeah. And that's what Marilyn Hawes, actually, three of her boys got sexually abused, and that's what made her go and do this by her best friend.
And a guy or a woman?
It was a guy.
Yeah, by a guy. And it was her best friend in the
her
world.
Her best friend.
And
so wow.
Is he in jail?
At first, he didn't go to jail. That was
he
thing.
Got like a fine.
He
it
got a
crazy.
Fine. Yeah.
Like, what type of sexual abuse was it? Do you mind me asking?
He molested those kids.
Really?
Did he have
young
sex
kids.
With them?
Yeah.
Young kids, right?
Yeah. And young they kids. Got a fine. Yeah.
Wait, he had sex with them.
And yes. And so that's why she started Enough Abuse UK, because she was like, "This is enough.
Right.
Like, I am fighting this to the death. Like, I will die before I you
okay
don't
is
finish.
He in jail now
yeah.
He's in jail now.
She fought it to the death. Like, she was like, I will die before this man does not go to jail.
And like, how her
wow,
kids
so good yes, for her.
They moved on, and actually one of them now is in New York, which is very exciting. So he moved from London to New York, so that's
because I know I've read, like, when I used to take psych classes in college, I know that sometimes when you are abused, you can either become an abuser if you don't talk about it, like, because you think, like, you don't know any better, like, not saying that's going to happen, or, like, you could potentially think that you're gay and you're not even gay. Like, so much can happen if you get abused.
Right. And that's one of her big things, is she was like, in the UK, they only have, like, 86 hours for psychology for that. And she was like, you need so much more. And that's what she spends a lot of her money on, making sure they are thoroughly, you know, talk it out and able to get back to a semi-normal life.
Right.
And she talks about the physiology of the whole thing and the patterns that it puts in the brain. Anyway, this is a heavy topic.
This
and
is a heavy
I feel
topic.
Very depressed right now.
Well,
so
but that's what you're
dealing
with.
Let's make it lighter.
We will, but that's what you're dealing with, and that's what you guys are going to be talking about.
So that's what the conference is.
Right.
The proceeds go to. Now, support. We, on the other hand, are going to just have women who, like, Gisela Rowe is going to be virtually. She worked for Sky TV, BBC, ITV, and Harpo in the UK. So she's coming just to speak about what it takes to make it and
break that glass ceiling,
maybe three things, because she was doing this in the 70s, so she was like, there was nothing but guys. There was just guys, and I was the only chick in any room, and so it was very upsetting. So yeah, she talks about that sort of stuff, and then we have Christine Merrill, who was a USA Today best-selling author, and she's very lighthearted and funny, and she writes romance. We have a bunch of people who are coming, but it's not the proceeds go to these three nonprofits, but we're not talking about that today.
Okay, gotcha. So you're going to be talking more about inspirational stuff.
Yes.
Empowerment.
Yes. It's like these things happened, and we're very sad for you, but you know what? We can do this.
We can move on with our lives.
We can do this. You know? We can go on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could go on.
I don't think I could.
Let's move on from that then.
Yeah.
Okay, because you guys also wrote a book. They bought me a flask here. Did you see that? Did you get one too?
No.
Well,
because
she got a female one.
We weren't sure. We kept looking through his co-host, and we were like, "Okay, what do you think this one?" So we literally have
Sam,
something
give
for
me the
your
flask.
Co-host before that.
You want the flask?
You don't even drink that much. I do.
I don't.
I do.
Okay, I'll give you the flask
now.
Now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay, sit right here. Relax. I have to think about it.
You can give it away. It's okay. We understand.
It's a gift.
It's a funny flask.
No, you can keep it. I don't think that would fit in my clutch anyway.
Yeah. It says...
It's not meant to fit in your clutch. It fits in your bra.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's big. I mean, I have small breasts, guys. So it's not...
Oh, okay.
That's not fitting in my bra, for sure. No.
Yeah, it won't fit in mine. I know that. So you guys have a series of things that are called And I Thought,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one says, And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it's not easy at all. That's why they give you a flask to deal with this.
So she can drink her bourbon on her way to this interview next time.
Right.
I did that the last time. It was great. I had a lot more fun on that
goodness.
Interview. Yeah.
You know what? I feel like I'm the same way. Like, I always feel a little like... more at home if I have like a shot or something before I go somewhere.
Okay, well, you know, so I'm sitting here with drinkers. I spent time drinking with my friend on the weekend, and I've had more than my share for a while.
And you drink dark?
No, I'm a weed man.
Yeah, but when you drink, what do you drink? He likes to eat his edibles every morning.
And smoke them and everything.
Yeah, but if you had to drink, what are you drinking?
Oh, what did I have? I had beer, I had Corona.
Oh, okay.
And then I had some whiskey and 7-Up.
So you're like
stuff.
A dark liquor type
of guy. Yeah, we were talking about this. I do like, I think my favorite is whiskey.
Yeah.
You know,
you
as opposed
like
to vodka or tequila, whatever. Mm-hmm.
We just switched over. We were Tito's girls for real.
Really?
We went back to bourbon.
I'm excited to go back to bourbon.
Yeah.
Really?
And like when I was drinking, I was like, it feels like home. It feels like home.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I drink red wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We just started drinking that like 2 months ago. That's
I love
so
red
fun.
Wine. Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. I'll try that.
We do red wine and vodka as our spritzer.
Wait, what do you mean? You mix the two?
Yes. They're so awesome.
No, you know what? I did that one time
vodka
at a nightclub.
Vodka and wine together.
In the wine. I did that one time at a nightclub, and I don't remember like shit past 10 o'clock. I went to the bar, and I said, can I get your cab with a shot of Ciroc Redberry in it? Blackout.
Really?
Fucking blackout. I woke up the next day. I was like, no, I can't do that ever again.
So you have the book that has the wine slushy recipe in it.
Oh, really? So this is like a cookbook?
No, it's in the middle of a story. There's
and
a wine slushy recipe.
That is the proof copy, so the unedited version. So, like, don't judge
it. Do you want me to read it and let you know? Because I will. I'm dead ass. Because this is short. I could read it and be like... Because it's unedited,
What's the title?
It's called The Misfit Guides, A Sassy Sway That Leaves Crooked Footprints. Can you explain that?
Yeah. It is like when women think, you know, you see a woman walking down the street. I mean, come on, it's LA, so you always see women walking down the street that look amazing. And you're like, she's got everything. And and like, even if she has the kid and the two kids and you're like,
and the fancy stroller
right? Yeah. And you're like, and she pulls up to a Range Rover.
In her Tesla or something.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're just like, oh, she's got it all. And then you're like, you know, there's got to be a day where she does not have it together. Right. And that's like what that talks about. It's because we don't just have days. We have years. We just don't have it together.
Right.
So that's
and
what
besides,
we wrote about.
It's only on the outside.
Yeah, I was just about to say,
like,
because
together,
even though she's
know?
Got that fancy stroller, doesn't mean her life is all put together.
Yeah, you don't know what she goes home to. You know, maybe she's got a terrible husband or something. Or maybe
look at me and Sam bringing everybody down. We're like, her life sucks.
No, I'm actually, yeah, exactly. I'm trying to make you feel good about it.
It's not
not exactly life sucks, but sometimes people are always like, oh, Jaden Winona, you guys have it all together. And we were like, if you look behind us, those footprints are so crooked. We did not walk in a straight line to get where we got to.
I like that idea. Okay. That's a cool
title.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, since it invites conversation. It invites, you know, please explain the title. So it's very cool. Now, and he brought me one that said, and I thought divorce was bad, with other life lessons.
It's the book that got us famous.
Yeah, it's the downer book, but it's still a good book.
Yeah, I know. And you see, now I'm starting to remember a little bit when you were here, you know? Because they were here last year. I totally don't remember. So
he doesn't remember anything. Don't feel bad.
No, I know. Exactly. No. We didn't expect him to remember.
Yeah. So the book was written by a group of ladies, right? Do you want to give credit to the other ladies as well?
Absolutely. So
there's 15. How long do we have?
So all 15? The other.
Let's not name the 15 people. That might take too long.
We'll just take the first one. Okay, go for it.
So okay, so Winona, of course, and then me, Jade, and then Lynn Dove, and then
Shelby,
and Alexis Ruth, and then all the other And I Thought ladies.
And
I Thought.
Oh, I thought you said anti-thought.
The book as well. Yeah, that's their thing. And that's your website too, right?
Yes.
Give out your website.
AndWeThought.com. Okay. It's not And We Fought People, because everyone, like, when we call people, they're like, yeah, someone see your website. We go, And We Thought. And they go, And We Fought. And I'm like, why would I have a website?
No, it sounds like you're saying thought.
So it is
T-H-O-T.
T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Yeah. Yes.
I thought she said... And thought, ladies, and thought means like sluts, and I was like, "What?" That's why I was like, "What is it called?" I'm so confused. It sounds like that's what you were saying,
dude. But so it's like the whole group is that third friend.
Right.
No,
yeah.
So cool, and you've written a few books together. That's very cool. You know, I mean, I like. And so are you a group that does a lot of things together or only writes books together?
We were 15 ladies that write, and then 5 ladies that traveled public appearances, but. The other 3 ladies have decided they need some time off because we have been traveling
for
2 years.
A couple of them are on medical leave. Let's just be honest.
The one we were here with the last time is on medical leave. She got really sick.
Yeah. But so you guys travel a lot now?
Yes. Yeah. We have been.
Do you like it?
Oh, I love it.
Really?
Of course Winona loves it.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course Winona loves it. Yeah, and then I have no choice but to go out and I'll be like, oh, man, I wish
kids.
I was home in my bed.
Yeah,
right.
With the family and everything, right?
I don't
have
kids,
Oh, you don't have kids.
No, I just.
But you have a husband.
Yes.
Okay, see, I assumed she has kids
no.
because she's married, but yeah. Cool. How long have you been married?
7 years.
Oh, cool.
Do you want kids? Or?
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, I've been on the road for like 2 years, and so that's kind of no for kids.
What'd you just say?
We've been on the road for like 2 years, and so no kids right now.
Yeah.
But probably in the next 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Be home.
Uh-huh.
Winona, I'll be home.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you hear that?
Why are you looking at me like
because
that?
Because she's keeping her away from home, right?
She always drags me everywhere kicking and screaming. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. How am I here?
You got to admit, look outside. That's much better than where we're from.
Isn't it cold there right now?
Yes, it is. It's about to snow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right?
No.
They have that nor'easter or whatever they call
it's
it.
It's coming,
there.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait,
there's a blizzard coming?
Not here, over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't with you.
No, but the way you said it, like you considered it.
But he was dead serious. He's like, not here, Danielle. Yeah. I'm like, thanks, Sam. Thanks so much.
You would know how to drive in the snow, which is going to
no,
be
no, I'm terrible. When it snows back on the East Coast, I don't leave my crib.
Right? Yeah, same here.
You know that's right.
If it's like just a couple sprinkles, nope, see ya. I prepare the night before. It's a snowstorm. Yes. I go to Redbox. I get snacks. Yes. I'm like, I'm in.
I'm all the way. I'm with it.
What's making so much noise there? Are you touching the... table with chair?
No, it's her earrings.
No, not that at all, really. It just sounds like there's like...
I don't hear anything.
This kind of noise.
I'm not even moving.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
It sounded like when you were talking, there was like noise or something. Just be mindful of your movement.
I wasn't even moving, Sam.
Okay.
I've been in the same position for the last 50 minutes.
I don't think so.
Do you guys think we're annoying together?
No, I think you guys are awesome.
I had so many
annoying.
Jokes. And then I was like, wait, this isn't my show. Yeah. Never mind.
No, but really, I mean, why annoying?
Just kidding.
Okay, well.
Come on, Sam. You know this by now.
Don't go there.
Everything I say is sarcastic normally. I'm in a really good mood this morning.
That's very good.
You know why?
Why?
Because I think I might be going on another date tonight.
Oh, wow.
The same guy.
Yeah.
It's just been taking like a full week to get there to that point.
Is he cute?
She thinks so.
I think so. Okay. Sam, you saw a picture of him. Do you think he's cute?
No, but
can
you
I see
think
a picture?
So.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you see, I mean, but men and women's tastes are different, you know. I mean, what do I know?
Well, I, you know what? I hate when men say that because I feel like men do look at other men and say, oh, he's a good-looking cat.
No, I mean, if I look at it, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So when they're good-looking men, I will acknowledge that, but I don't think he is. But what
Sam, Sam,
he's not my type. What can I say?
Oh man,
that's funny. But at any rate, Winona and Jade, tell people a little bit about your books. So you have a series of books, and we thought. So what you teach? What women mostly? Or would you say for men too? What your books?
Jay, do you want this
I mean,
one?
Well, it's obviously
because I already have an answer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, so Winona basically, always, just take over.
Yeah, the shoot
answers.
Then. What's the answer?
The narcissist of the group, you guys.
Yes, I am, and I love
she
it.
She really is.
Okay, no. For End, I Thought Divorce Was Bad. Actually, we wrote it for women who were like 30 to 35. Yes, it's about that 35 to 42. Sorry, it's about that whole marketing thing, you know. But anyway,
right.
We wrote it for those women, and we found out that guys actually like it, and it was weird.
Yeah.
Like, we were on the radio one day, and the guy was like, oh, my goodness, this is helping so much to understand, like, what my woman is thinking. And I was like, what? Huh? How? Why? But that's cool. I mean, they liked it. But mostly, yeah, we do write for women. Except
so now,
for And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy. If you are under 21, please just go pick up the book. Because there's just so much to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, even
and
if you are 21, like, right. I feel like people when they're in their 20s are still like, nah. Like, I'm still at the point where I'm like, no. And I'm about to be 30.
Mm. Okay.
Really? Yeah. Black don't crack.
Right.
Can I say
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
Then what?
That black doesn't crack.
It doesn't.
Like, basically, black people age really well.
Oh,
like,
okay.
My dad looks like he's so young.
That. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. Well,
Sam's
no,
like, oh, just, okay.
Yeah, now I know. Now I know another term. What was that in the Oscars? Did you watch last night?
Nope.
When she was talking about the writer or something? It was like... it was something like that Frances McDormand said, and nobody understood what the hell she
meant. I have no idea who that even is.
Yeah. She was in that movie Three Billboards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's always always shit-faced, though. That's why.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen her body language? I'm like, she's not sober.
Right.
I mean, maybe she isn't. She just fucking weird.
No, you're right. You're right.
I didn't actually watch the Oscars. I should have. I just wasn't really, like, into it.
Yeah, no, I'm never into it, but we
it's
were at
so
a bar.
Boring.
We were at a bar. It was right in front of our faces. And
but I'm happy that Get Out won.
Yeah.
Get Out won.
Yes. For what?
For the screenplay.
No, I think it was best...
But you know the movie.
Okay,
that,
Google.
Which one? What were you asking?
Google,
for
Google,
Get Out.
What did Get Out win?
I think it's screenwriting.
I thought it was best new.
Well, I have a list here. I can find it for you in a moment. But
he was the first African American to win, though.
Yeah.
So
it was
yay.
A big deal.
Really? Okay.
Wow,
well,
you were really.
At any rate, you know.
I do
Danielle, you know the guys that were here with the movie about Africa?
Yeah, did they win?
No.
Oh.
They did not win.
What's that? You mean it sound like...
No, no, but
did
I mean,
any of her people win?
Did we have somebody else there?
No, no, no. Remember she had three people that were in that category?
Right, right. But I'm trying to remember. Okay, well, I don't see it here, but it was a different movie. And what... But they always win. I mean, look, at least... When so they had a short film, right? They were here last week, and they did a movie about the strife between Christians and Muslims in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was an incident where a bus was stopped by the El Shabaab, I guess, and those are the terrorists there, and they were going to, like, kill all the Christians and stuff. And then one Muslim teacher stood up and said, you know, it's like they started all dressing the same so they couldn't tell the difference between who they were and save them that way. So they were going to win with this movie, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. So, but still, to get there, I mean, there's
that's
like,
a big deal, yeah.
There's hundreds,
that's a big deal.
Of, hundreds of submissions. When you get to the top five, man, that's pretty
that's
cool.
That's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so amazing.
Yeah. So, you see, you're all making noise. I was
sorry,
right.
that was definitely me that time around. But Get Out won Best Original Screenplay, you were right.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And Sam has yet to see it.
I haven't seen any of the movies,
except for
Dunkirk. And
you got to see Get Out, though. You would like it. It's kind of fun. It's funny, like, and there's, like, It's pretty bad. It's just a good movie. From beginning to end, I didn't complain about one part.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Now, let me ask you this. The movie, you what is it? Go By My Name or something?
Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name, mm-hmm. right? Or
Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
Now, that's like a game
movie, Or Call
movie,
Me By
right?
My Name.
Is it? Yeah, call... I called you by... I
no,
don't,
it's Call Me By My Name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know you're like name. In LA. You have to know all these movies.
I know, we do, right?
I usually
right?
do, but Sam gets me tripped up because he doesn't know anything.
Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, Call Me By Your Name. Yeah. Okay, so I was right.
At any rate, that's a gay movie, right?
Yeah, so basically it's like an older... Well, he's not supposed to be older, but he looks like he's 25 years older than him.
Right.
I don't know why they did that casting.
It
but
does, right?
He looks like he's like in his 40s, and he looks like he's 17.
But no, am I the only one that felt like uncomfortable watching these scenes? Because I only saw the trailer.
I mean, it depends like where you stand on that type of stuff. It's just so normal
now. I mean,
because
look, I love gay people. I have nothing... Yeah. With it, but seeing those scenes disturbed me.
Yeah, I found it to be disturbing. I feel like a lot of people might feel like that, but if you turn on the TV these days, seeing those type of scenes is like everywhere now.
Right.
Like even on Disney, they have like gay cartoons now, like for Disney, so people have like they're more amped to right. see it when they're growing up or like more comfortable about it. But I mean, it depends.
Yeah,
like,
maybe I don't see it enough or something, right? Not that I should, but or need to.
Yeah.
But at any rate, guys, let's wrap up. We have to get out. Tell people how they can find you, about the conference too. Maybe there were some people in the Sacramento area that would love to see you guys. How can people find out about it?
You can go to www.andwethought.com.
Okay, yes. And everything's there.
Everything's
you
there.
And the rest of the ladies. Now, do you guys, like, all of you together, do you hang out a lot?
We do hang out a lot, actually. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, we do.
How cool is that?
We kind of support each other.
It's very cool to have friends like that.
It is fun.
I
miss them actually on the trip.
Yeah, and it's like really cool because they're not all like young and like we have different age ranges, but as we always say, you sit and you listen to wisdom. Like everything.
Wisdom is all around you.
Wisdom is all around you.
If you're open to finding it and accepting it. Okay, now we've wrapped up. Now I'm trying. I want to say just that one thing. Yo, so you can watch our docuseries, Just Right in Life. On Amazon.com and on Channel 18 if you're in the Sacramento area. Okay, that's my normal plug.
Sounds good. Sounds great. Then people can get your books on the website as well.
Yes,
and everything.
Or on Amazon
or whatever. And you guys, if you want to read some interesting stuff, this is cool. So Wilona and Jade, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are a lot of fun. You have great energy, and we always enjoy great guests on the show. So thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your tour and everything
that
you do. You know, it's amazing. So what are you guys trying to accomplish with this conference now? Like to raise funds or?
Yeah, first and foremost, we would like to raise funds for the nonprofits. And then secondly, we would like to inspire another generation to do better than, you know, they've opened the door. Let's walk through and let's make it worthwhile. Don't have them open the door for nothing and no one comes through. And if they do come through, you know, they're crappy at it. So let's be quality people and let's learn how to do our jobs and do them well. And so that's pretty much just to educate the next generation. And we hand out awards to everyone who's on the who's a speaker.
Really?
So we spend our entire year going through our podcasts and all these other things and meeting people so that we can know who we want to award that year, as well as give them a spot in our new magazine, 25 Hottest Indie Authors, Artists, and Advocates.
Wow. So you guys produce a lot of stuff.
Tons.
A lot of content.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, folks. It was great. Danny, thank you.
Thank
As
you,
always,
Sam.
Keep enjoying your Monday. You're in a good mood. Don't stop. All right?
I won't.
My mood's going to get more sour as the day progresses.
Why?
With the parking situation. But anyway, I'll try not to let it bother me too much.
No, don't.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.